Okay, we're back for another segment of the third program, April 15th, tax day, of the four that are planned for the month of April to answer that question, why WCGA? Why WCGA can be used to affect the impossible, humanly, the great reawakening of dying America. Oh, Woody, you're so pessimistic. Oh, Woody, I'm tired of negativism. Let's just do something. Let's put on some happy music and make happy and talk about good things like Taylor Swift's next concert. Nonsense. We are where we are. There's a time for joy. There's a time for weeping. And folks, we've put ourselves in the position where it's time to smell what's cooking. And what we may be forced to eat is not good stuff. But pray God, we still got some time to do something if good men will stand up. Because, I said it before, the only way for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. But the question is, are there any good men left? Well, listen, I know there are, because the state of Georgia's produced some really great ones. And I come from Macon, Georgia, and my dad had was part of four sons, and they were all in the military. They were all excellent businessmen serving at the highest levels of our culture, moral men, active in their churches, raising families, loving their wives. No divorce in those four men. And in our generation with my sons, no divorce between my wife and I in 53 years, and no divorce in the six married, so the six sons I have, all of whom are married by God's grace. Bragging? No, not on me, not on them, but on the Word of God. Raise up a child the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. And I can assure you that my father knew, and I know, and my sons know now, because I taught them, that after your faith in God, and really only because of your faith and relationship with God through Jesus and being empowered by his indwelling Holy Spirit, can we pull off the most necessary institution on this earth, which is the institution of the family. And it is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, one man and one woman joined for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as God gives them the opportunity across the ages, because the duty of man, the purpose of man on this earth, and you haven't heard it, but you're going to hear a lot about it after the 1st of May, is to participate in the judgment of Satan himself. Proto-Evangelium of Genesis chapter 3. Will crush Jesus' heel, will crush the head of the serpent, but he will have his heel bruised. But we are brothers of the Lord Jesus, and our job is to, 1 John 4:17, be as he was in this world, so are we to be. We're to follow him. And Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Shema of Israel says we love God above all else. And Jesus said, I and the Father one. And when asked who was God, he said, you're looking at him. Well, we chose to believe that. I do believe it. The soles of my feet. And so, if we are following Jesus, we will be with him at Revelation 17:10, when this worm who has deceived the nations is judged. But it will be done by what? One man and one woman being joined for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as God gives them the opportunity across the ages. until the culminating event of the physical existence, the judgment of Satan when he is bound and cast into the lake of fire. Okay, that's more theology than you may have wanted, or it may be totally foreign to you, but it is what the Word of God says. And so I can say, after our absolute focus on God Almighty, first and foremost, and that Jesus says he's God in our acceptance of the Trinity, which I accept. In focusing on him, we focus on Jesus and what he did. And by practicing the presence of Christ in our lives and doing what he tells us to do, we will produce what our forefathers did. A righteous America. Man, we don't do it all the way right, so there's going to be some warts in there. And lots of folks are telling us what we did wrong in the past, but not telling us what we did right. And what we did right built the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we need to continue that. And my father knew it, I knew it, and I taught it to my sons. We focus on the primacy of marriage. One man and one woman joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as God gives them the opportunity. And I'm aware that the folks I'm talking to right now don't all meet that standard and can't say we've done it that way. But we can pick ourselves up and move forward doing the right thing. And that's what WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia, AM 1100, wants to convey, and why Wes and Dee allow me to speak these things, which they agree with, because this part isn't edited. God bless you. Catch you on the other side.